The wealth management company AMP was once one of Australia's most trusted financial institutions. Today it's posted a $2.3 billion loss as misconduct revealed in last year's Financial Services Royal Commission continues to erode its reputation. The half-year loss comes as AMP continues to compensate customers hurt by misconduct, and $3 billion in cash has flowed out of the business as clients look for someone else to manage their money. The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, spoke with the AMP chief executive this morning. Peter is with me now. Peter, what does a $2.3 billion loss say about the level of trust in AMP now?
Well, Eleanor, rebuilding trust is Francesco De Ferrari's life at the moment. He was recruited as AMP CEO last year at the height of the Royal Commission revelations after AMP lost its chairman, chief executive and couple of board members as part of the fees for no service scandal. So here's a new broom dealing with a $2.3 billion loss in the first half, $3 billion in cash pulled out of the business and big write-downs from impairments. So there's now what AMP calls a transformation program underway, and this morning plans were announced for a $650 million capital raising and a deal to sell AMP's life insurance business for $3 billion. So all of this is critical. I spoke to Francesco De Ferrari this morning after the results hit, and he agreed the AMP turnaround is both difficult and challenging.
It is, and today I think is a historic day for our company. We are drawing a line in the sand as to a lot of the legacy and past issues.
Given that you've suffered a $2.3 billion loss, what assurances can you give that this is the worst from the Royal Commission or as you say, legacy issues?
Well, we have taken a significant impairment to reset the business. I've gone out to talk to a lot of our investors over the last 8 months. They all had one resounding ask. Draw a line in the sand. That is what we're doing today to put all our legacy issues behind us.
What assurances have you had to give to big investors and regulators about AMP's financial stability, given that you're having to raise $650 million from the market to shore the company up?
We are not raising capital because of our capital position. We are raising capital because we want to start implementing our new strategy today.
AMP has suffered cash outflows of $3 billion as clients take their money elsewhere. That's surely a barometer about the lack of trust in AMP.
Clearly, this company has suffered a significant trust issue with its client as a consequence of the Royal Commission. We are very focused on regaining the trust of our clients, one interaction at a time.
Is the AMP brand salvageable given the reputational damage from the Royal Commission?
I absolutely believe that the AMP brand is one of the strongest assets that this company has.
You've struck a new deal to sell AMP Life to Resolution Life for a lower $3 billion. How do you counter concerns from investors and people who only know AMP as a life insurance business that you might be taking a risk by selling off AMP's bread and butter?
I hear everybody's concern. This is a business that's had very volatile earnings. We are not the best owner to underwrite those risks from a capital perspective.
How long have you been given to turn AMP around and get that share price higher?
I will be given as long as it takes.
The corporate regulator ASIC is investigating a number of potential criminal breaches stemming from the Royal Commission. Are you bracing for current or former AMP executives to face potential civil or criminal charges?
We work constructively with all the regulators, and we are very focused on dealing with these legacy issues and facing them head on so we can put the past behind us as quickly as possible.
And that's the AMP Chief Executive Francesco De Ferrari with the ABC's Peter Ryan. And Peter Ryan is still with me in the studio. Peter, AMP's share price has been on a roller coaster since the Royal Commission. What's happened today?
Well, not too much today because AMP is in a trading halt because of that $650 million capital raising. But it closed yesterday at $1.73 a share. That's down from August last year when the price had recovered to $3.52 after the fees for no service scandal. Francesco De Ferrari, who we heard just then. He's under a lot of pressure, of course, to get the share price back up, and that's because his long-term incentives of around $7 million are riding on that recovery.
Indeed. And AMP executives must be worried about falling interest rates around the world, particularly that surprise cut by New Zealand's central bank.
Yes, central banks are cutting. Yesterday, cuts from India, Thailand, and also across the ditch in New Zealand with a half a percentage point cut, with the Reserve Bank of New Zealand governor saying negative rates were possible. Of course, AMP says that means wealth management becomes even more critical as clients scramble for safe returns in a low rates world.
Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent, thank you.